but the outer net is scary.
The outer net?
I saw it on Tumblr.
That's awesome.
It's scary out there.
Do you want to go bigger, badder, better, more? Are you ready to level up your life? Are you ready to be awesome? Now is the time. And this is Success Freaks.
Welcome, welcome everyone to the number one, what do you really want? Do you really, really want? Comedic motivational show, otherwise known as Success Freaks. Today's working title is episode 271, Less Bitching, More Fixing. And today we are coming at you live from Gastonia, North Carolina and Phoenix, Arizona. In Phoenix, Arizona, it's Kirsten.
Yeah, and in Gastonia, it's Mordant.
Yeah. So
you're welcome for those location updates.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be here for 5 more weeks.
I'll be here for indefinitely.
Indefinitely. Keeping your stay there. Most excellent. Well, let's hop into this, shall we? That title.
Hippity hop.
That title. Why in the heck would I want to bring something like that to bear? In fact, I just kind of dumped this on Kirsten and said, hey.
I was going to say, you know what? Speaking of why in the heck, I would love to know that as well.
Well, some things have happened that are just like in my way. And the first thing I want to talk about is I'm at a new house in I'm back in North Carolina. I've been here a couple of weeks. And when I got here, some things have gone wrong, but not because of me, but just because life has happened. And one of the things is the washing machine. It works fine, but it takes forever to load cold water. Okay, sure. That's fine. It takes forever to load cold water. Why don't you just wash it in hot? If you wash it in warm, you're going to get hot plus cold. So just wash it in hot. The problem is all the settings, the final rinse is all cold. So it takes hours. It's like you need a new washing machine. Nobody wants to have to buy one. And looking at it, it's just like in the way he was talking about it, my buddy EJ, who I stay with when I'm here in North Carolina, he's like, well, it seems like it's just there's some sediment got knocked loose in the pipes because a lot of things got clogged. A lot of things got clogged. So that's exactly what it was. So we're looking at the washing machine and says, okay, well, the same thing's happened there. We just don't know how to fix it. So, you know, I let that go for a couple of washings where I endured the hours. You would set it and just forget it. Just later in the day, I could go back and maybe it'd be done.
It's like a crock pot.
Yeah, it's like my washing machine crock pot. Lovely. So lovely. However, I got over that. And I'm like, wait a minute. YouTube is my friend. Let me go to yon YouTube and see if there's anything in there that says how to fix, you know, washing machine in clogged.
There is everything, I'm sure. I'm very excited to hear what you found.
Multiple stuff. And we're playing one of the videos and it's like that, you know, they played, of course, the cold water problem and the same dribbly looks like our dribbly. And we're like, wait a minute, hold the phone, just a tick. And then he went on to say, okay, you need to clean this. The screens here are clogged. They're sticking out. Turn off the water. They're going into the washing machine so it doesn't just go everywhere.
Right.
And then you take out the housing. He removed the whole front of the washing machine and then removed this housing that held the two screens that stuck out and connected to the hoses. And we're like, well, I guess we could do that. That seems really, really, wait a minute, hold on. What if we just clean the screens? So we pulled his washing machine out and opened up turned off the water and then opened up the back. And lo and behold, there are those screens right there sticking outside the washing machine. So we didn't have, and they're gunky, they're gunkified.
They're gross.
Yes.
Yeah.
So using tweezers, and one of my old toothbrushes, cleaned everything out. And lo and behold, the water works fine.
Oh.
And actually in the video it said, you know, it pointed out the black hoses that we were using. He was like, these are prone to bursting. You should really replace these hoses with either a nylon corded one or a metal corded one. And we went to Lowe's and picked up some metal ones and he replaced those. But now I'm looking at the hot water's kind of slow, and I'm like, oh, do we need to look at it again? So I may need to go back there and look at it again. Not a big deal. I'm not scared. So instead of just complaining and just, oh, I'm just going to let it sit there and there's nothing we can do about it, actually went in and did something about it.
There, you know what? That's an awesome thing. And I highly, highly recommend a combination of YouTube and Amazon for fixing things like that are stressing you out. Like cars. As soon as you said you were going to YouTube, I was like, oh my God, let me tell you what I found on YouTube, because my car, it's like just bad enough that it's not actually a lemon that I could have replaced it, but it's bad that you're like, oh my gosh, it's a lemon, but not technically, like it's just not quite there legally. But the two rear windows on my SUV, the actuators have broken in the automatic window. So the one broke like, oh, I don't know, 3 years ago. And I would just duct tape the window up because otherwise it slides and falls into the door. And I had to get my needle nose pliers to get in there to pull it up out of the door and then like wedge it back up into the top seam. So that one, my ex had opened up the panel and then like wired it shut. So it's wired closed, which is awesome. Well, then when I went to go to vacation with my sister to Vegas a few weeks ago, the second one broke on the freeway on the way to her house. It just, the actuators just cracked. So I looked on Amazon or on YouTube, because if you go to a dealer, I got a quote and it's like $450 to replace the back one. The front ones, it's only like $200, but the back ones, because it's more, you know, rare and expensive, it's more expensive. So the actuators I found on Amazon for like $120, and I found a full like 14 tutorials for my exact year, make, and model of my car of how to replace those things. And there is everything online. And I'm going to save, instead of paying $900 for two of them, I'm going to pay like less than $250 to buy them and just do it myself.
So have you done it yet? You've not done it yet.
No, I haven't done it yet because I haven't ordered the parts yet. But I have them in my cart on Amazon, because I also, the first thing I want to replace, the lift gate on the back of my SUV, like it's a whole, the whole gate lifts all the way up, and those hydraulic things, I think I might have told you about this, the hydraulic lift doesn't hydraulic lift anymore. So when you open the gate, you have to manually lift the whole gate up, which is so heavy, and then you have to hold it open with one arm while you load and unload. So like I just got back from 8 days in California yesterday, and so loading and unloading my huge suitcase and like my my extra piece of luggage, when you have to do that all with one arm,
yeah,
because you're holding the gate up, it sucks. So those I found on Amazon for a pair of two. It's only $25 to replace those. And that's like super easy.
Yeah.
So those are in my list. And then I have another thing on my list. And it's just like, you look on YouTube, you can find everything.
Yeah. And I've done, I actually had to replace those on one of my vehicles, the holdy up things. It was so easy to do. And I hadn't done it for a long time. And once I did it, I was like, why have I not done this? It's interesting that you say your car window. Because there's a thing with Nissan Titans that, you know, it's usually the driver's side window. It sticks, and I've heard you just bang it, and mine's been sticking for a while, like over a year or so. So there's a lot of stuff that you can do with it, and you know, fortunately, if it starts to go a little bit down, I can kind of push it, and it goes down, and I stop it before going all the way up, stop it. Don't even get in that song. And if I needed to go back up again, I can kind of push it down a little bit and it'll jump back up. However, in the last week or so, this has been happening less, meaning it's not been that fix has not been working. So I've been opening up the door. So the fact that you say, oh, this is an easy repair, or at least something that you can do, I'm going to look at it.
It's not easy.
It's not easy.
It's okay. So it's very long, but it's easy. So it's a long process. There's a lot of, like, in my door, I have a lot of pieces and things that I have to take out and yada, 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 yada. So for my, like, I have a Hyundai, like watching the video, it's a long process. But if you just like go on, like park on a driveway and have your space and have like a table where you can put everything and just keep it organized, it's just it's a matter of putting in the time. But that time, the dealer wants to charge you $300 extra for. Wrong.
Yeah.
Not happening.
Yeah. And then my other thing that my vehicle, of course, is I've got my check engine light's been on forever, and it's tested it in Minnesota. Last year in Minnesota, it's the catalytic converter, or it's the sensors, and I replaced the two rear sensors last year. And now it's saying, hey, the front two sensors are going off. So I'm either going to pay for a new catalytic converter, which is, you know, a lot of money. you know, I don't want to say thousands, but it's up there. It's way up there. And a big pain in the butt. We actually replaced one of them ourselves, and that was, God, it was a pain in the butt. Or I'm going to go ahead and go in there, and looking at the sensors, I actually looked them up on YouTube, and it's like you just go in, you unscrew, you put it in the new one, you screw it in, you're done. It's like, what?
Less bitching, more fixing.
Yeah, bitching, more fixing, that's for sure. Well,
cars for sure.
That is definitely, and there's other things I want to get into in the next segment. However, we are going to be moving on to the next segment momentito. You like how I'm drawing this out? You like how that?
Right. After we took you around a tour of the Department of Redundancy Department, and then also we're going to do the thing that we've already been doing also twice and then done it one more time.
All right. We'll be back right after this break.
Hunger isn't a faraway problem. 1 in 7 Americans live with hunger. At Islamic Relief USA, we think it's up to the other 6 to share our food with our neighbors. This summer, Islamic Relief USA is packing up food and bringing it to communities in need. As always, it's for anyone of any faith or any background. It's just one of dozens of ways Islamic Relief USA is looking out for our neighbors. To learn more, visit irusa.org. Islamic Relief USA, working together for a better world.
Welcome back to Success Freaks, episode 271, less bitchin', more fixin'. Before the break, we were talking a lot about car problems, but Morden has had some other issues that he wants to get off his chest.
Thanks. Yeah, actually.
Tell us about your problems, honey.
Here's what's been going on. Let me tell you. My computer, my other computer, not the one that I'm on right now, but my other computer, ever since there's been this Windows 10 update, it's been like, okay, cool, Windows 10 update, all right, cool. So now you got to restart it, and we're going to start. Black screen, circle of dots. Now, for the last month or so, I've been able to figure out a way to get in there and actually just trick it into loading everything. And as long as I don't close the lid or turn off the computer, I can use it. Well, recently there was another Windows update. I'm like, let me see if, since I have a person who here who can fix it, I said, let me see if this is fixed itself yet. And of course it did not. And I couldn't get back on. So I needed to give him my computer, which means that I need another one because I don't know how long he's going to have it for. And I have a Chromebook, but that's not really strong enough for being able to work on stuff, et cetera, and right, you know, recording this and all that jazz. So I went and I bought myself a smaller version of what I had before. Small enough that if I want to go to a coffee shop, I can bring this. It's only 500 gigs. But instead of just sitting there and going, okay, I'm just going to sit here and maybe it'll fix itself, I'm like, nope, let me go ahead, let me move forward. I have a way to buy another computer. Oh, and the thing that annoys me the most is that Black Friday's coming. And I'm looking at buying a new big computer anyways or a new phone or something like that. But Black Friday's coming. And this time it was just like, nope, I got to suck it up. I got to level up, buttercup, and move forward. And that's what I did. And I'm actually doing this show on this new computer, which is working fine right now. Of course, I don't have access to certain things because I need to set all those things up first. But for today, this is what is happening. I moved forward with that, with my computer woes. And my buddy has my computer. He's working on it. He's already started working on it. It may be done as early as this weekend, unless he runs into other problems. But I wanted something else that I could take to a coffee shop or something anyways that was stronger than a Chromebook.
Yeah. And if you decide that you find some amazing, even, you know, like a smaller model on Black Friday that you just can't pass up, you can always wipe yours that you're on and sell it. It's like almost new. Someone will buy it.
That's true. Well, what I'm hoping to buy is actually my next, I call it desktop model, but it's a laptop because I travel so much. But my, you know, the big screen, et cetera, that I'll be working on. And this is more of my backup. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good. At least you move forward. And how fortunate that you have the means to do so, because, you know, some people can't.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. I am.
So that worked out really well, I think.
Did.
Good for you. I hemmed and hawed for so long on my last laptop because the one that I'm on now I absolutely love, but it's a convertible one, so it like flips over and then it's a whole touchscreen tablet kind of thing. It's super cool. But my last one, there was nothing wrong with it except for the fact that the battery wouldn't charge. So as soon as you pulled the power cord out, it died. Like, not even, you didn't even have like 3 minutes to move it to the other side of your house and plug it in again. It, even if you bumped it just wrong, it would die. I ordered replacement batteries. They don't make them anymore. So I had to order like, not aftermarket, but, you know, different competitors like that were just trying to make replacement batteries, not official HP batteries. They didn't work. They wouldn't hold a charge. And so it was just frustrating because it's still working so well, but it's not like it's not doing its actual purpose of being a laptop that I can move with. And so finally I just was like, you know what? I hate this laptop. It's so frustrating, but it still works really well. But I just need one that works correctly. And so I got my one that I have now, like maybe 6 months ago. And I am so, so, so glad I did.
Everything working great for you?
Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. And it's cool to have a touchscreen because I didn't. When I brought my laptop over when we recorded something, not last year, but I think 2 years ago, I brought my laptop to the house you were staying out in Gilbert.
Yeah.
And you tried to touch it. You tried to like tap and drag on the screen. And you were like, oh, you don't have a touchscreen. Well, I do now. Boom.
Well, and you know, what's funny about that is I almost never use the touchscreen now. Once in a while, I'll be I got to be able to move it around. But for the most part, I'm like, whatever. This one is a touchscreen as well. It's like, whatever.
I use it more than I thought I would.
Yeah?
Like now that I have it, I enjoy it very much. I still mostly just use the scroller, like the mouse pad, but
yeah.
It's irrelevant.
Well, you know what? If you use it, you'll use it. That's the interesting thing is if you train yourself to use it, you're gonna find uses for it.
Yeah.
You know, that's that. Now, do you have anything other than, we're talking about a lot of physical problems that we've had in our lives. This, you know, computers blowing up, cars going wrong, which thank you so much for sharing your story. It's going to lead me to fixing my window, which needs to be desperately done. But do you have anything like, anything in your life that you just have been dealing with that's just kind of, why don't I fix this thing or, you know?
I have been in a little bit of a sad funk. For a few months now.
Ooh,
and
brunk, funk. Gotta have
no,
that funk. Say,
not that kind of funk.
Funk.
No.
I'm using the wrong words.
Wrong. It's good. Good. Wonderful. So I, the way that my job works with staffing is you have to bid for your vacation time in October of the previous year. So last October, I bid for time off in April and October. And I just had, today's my last day off of 10 days off before I go back to work tomorrow. And I took myself on a vacation. I went to California for 8 days and I went to the beach for a few days and I went to Universal for a couple days and I went to Disneyland for a few days and it felt so good to just like pull myself up by the bootstraps and just go do something to be happy. Like don't sit in your little cave of wallowing and self-pity and just get up and go do something. And there were times on my vacation where I was still kind of like, well, the emotions are still there and I still feel a little icky. But the fact that I went and did it and the beach was so nice. The weather was great. Disneyland is magical. The Universal Studios with Harry Potter World is just divine. And it felt so good to be responsible for that and just like quit bitching that you're not happy and just go fix it. Go do something that makes you happy. And I did. And I loved it.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
And I wish I was still there.
Yeah, now, you worked in Disney World.
I did. That was back in 07.
Did you find a difference between land and world?
Well, I had already gone to Disneyland many, many times before I had gone to Florida. Not to get totally off topic, but if you're a Disney elitist, like I kind of am, I think California is way better.
Really?
Because Walt never saw Florida completed, and it doesn't have any of his touches on it. He walked around Disneyland all the time, constantly fixing things and making changes, and it just has him in it. It has the essence of him.
That's
more, I feel. And I feel like, especially like in California, you can walk between the two parks. If you walk out of Disneyland, you walk across this little tiny clearing and you can go over to California Adventure. In Florida, if you want to go from park to park, you got to take a tram, you got to take a bus, you got to do something. You can't just park hop really quickly. And I feel like it's so much more commercial. I still love it. I still love Florida, but I just feel like it's so much more like Lake Buena Vista, the city that you know, Walt Disney World is in and occupies entirely. It has its own zip code. Like Disney property has its own zip code.
Yeah, that makes sense though. Because it's city big.
Okay.
You know, there's enough
but not in
there.
California. Oh. California, it's just part of Anaheim. You know, it's just, it. I don't know. I love them both, but California is where my heart is.
I grew up in Florida, so I, you know, my favorite was, of course, the Florida one. I went to land in California, And it was like, I was struck by how small it was. I was like, oh, this is much smaller. However, what was great was there was different things in the different places.
For
it
sure.
wasn't just a redundant, oh, look, it's the same Mm-mm. thing. You got your standard Cinderella's castle and things like that, but
wrong.
There's not a standard. There's no Cinderella's castle.
Florida has Cinderella's castle. California has Sleeping Beauty's castle.
Oh, really?
Every park has a different princess castle.
I did
even
not
Shanghai,
know
Paris, all that stuff. Clearly, you didn't. Everyone has Cinderella's castle. He says, wrong.
Do they all look the same, or are they different?
Oh my God, you're one of those.
Are they all backwards?
No.
You know, one of them is. At least one of them. I thought they were all the same, so one of them's backwards.
No.
He looked at it and he said, do it from this angle. And they're like, that's the back. And he's going, I don't care. Do it from this angle.
If you Google all of the Disney, worldwide Disney parks castles, it'll show you all of them and which one is which princess.
Okay.
Because they're not the same.
Do they have one for the, you know, the Frozen yet?
No, they don't have a castle dedicated to Frozen.
That was a queen. It was a queen. Anyway, so we're just going on and not really talking about...
Let it go, Morden.
About anything that so in the next segment, we'll get more into that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Nailed it.
All right, we'll be back in a moment. Welcome back, everyone, to Success Freaks episode 271. Less bitching, more fixing. Last segment that went long when we weren't talking about Disney. Kirsten was actually talking about dealing with stuff to deal with stuff, doing stuff to deal with stuff. Tired of just sitting around and getting her mope on. She moved forward with taking care of those feelings, and that has worked well for you.
Heck yeah. It was delightful. I just wish I was still there.
Yeah. But and I've heard that, you know, there's a happiness quotient that if you buy something there, you know, the happiness that you get from that will stay with you a little bit. If you hang out with friends and family, the happiness that you get from that will stick with you a little bit. Doing events, going on trips, yada, yada, yada. And one of the big ones that really sticks longer, certainly longer than when you buy stuff, is going on trips. And I always thought, yeah, it's fun, but, you know, if I don't have a reason for going there, it's kind of a waste of money. I mean, sure, I'd love to see stuff, but, you know, I need to be able to take care of my life, yada, yada, yada. Well, that's not true. I was wrong.
I walked around the beach for 2 days and did nothing. It was so good.
Yeah.
I mean, I drank. And
it was so good.
I didn't drink that much, right. But I had, like, lunch on the beach. I had fresh seafood, and then I was Ubering, so it was no big deal. And then I brought my Kindle with me, and I sat on the beach and I read, and then I just walked up and down the beach 1,000 times, and it was just pointless and so good.
Nice. Now you, so I am going to point out, you live in Arizona, and you know, there are beaches there as well on lakes. But have you ever done any of those?
Who
and I know
you
you're a big hiker
a
too.
Beach?
What?
Mm-hmm. I said, who are you calling a beach? There, you said there's beaches here.
There's
not
no beaches
true.
In.
No, there's like lakes, and you can go like further up north and hike, which we all know I have a great track record with. So...
You didn't hurt yourself on the beach?
No, but from my weird dream where I ran off my bed and slammed my toe is still like twice its normal size. So walking around on the beach and walking around the parks for a week, my toe is very angry still because it's not healing. It's fine. I have 9 other toes. It's fine. But there isn't like the ocean, obviously. We're landlocked. So we have lakes that are and we have up north with creeks and stuff, which are beautiful. But I wanted to go to the beach, and I did, and it was great.
Actually, odd fact, Arizona has more coastline inside with all the lakes than California does on the ocean.
Well, all of our lakes are super dry right now. Like, if you go to any of the lakes, you can see the lake line and how low the water is, and it's a little disconcerting. Mm-hmm. So, don't know if that counts.
Another thing
coastline.
That if anybody's dealing with sadness or depression, and this is an interesting, inexpensive fix, and a lot of people ignore it, it's easier to go and take a pill or whatever you're going to do, or you know, find, you know, the bottom of a bottle somewhere. Exercise has been known to help with depression and even chemical depression, and whether it's if you're gymming it or running or whatever, get your body moving. And some exercise leads to feeling better, which leads to more exercise, which leads to feeling better. And there's the question that's been posed, and I think we've even posed it. Is there ever a time when you're thinking about going to the gym, are you ever going to be upset that you went? No.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you ever going to be upset that you didn't? Yes.
There's also a study that came out last year, I think, about spending time in and amongst trees. Like they're specifically talking about hiking, but if you have like a wooded area near you that you can just walk around and be amongst the trees, there's something that it literally changes the chemical, like the chemicals that your brain releases. If you spend more than 10 to 15 minutes walking around in just like a tree, a wooded area, it like boosts the happier hormones in your brain, even in people who are clinically diagnosed with depression. Which I think is just the coolest thing. And it's true. I mean, I always feel like ridiculously rejuvenated after I drive up north and go hike in the woods for 3 or 4 hours. Like it feels so like just clearing. And they actually like did studies on it. And there's something about being in nature and being amongst trees that makes your brain go, I'm happy.
I'm going to start this out. I'm going to preface this statement by saying maybe. Maybe when I go to Arizona, I will go on a hike with you.
Oh,
I'm putting it out there. I'm putting out that there's an interest, maybe. So you can actually talk me into it. You know, it's something that's not too.
You not a hiker?
I'm not a hiker. I indoor hiker. I, you know, around the mall.
Stop it. That doesn't even count. Oh, I can't even believe you substituted that as like.
It's true.
Relevant.
It's true. I have a shirt that says shopping is my cardio. I have friends who call me Mall Boy.
Do you also have a shirt that says, I don't sweat, I sparkle?
No.
Because that sounds just as trite.
If you buy me one, maybe I'll wear it. Anyways, so any kind of exercise is good, even if you're doing it in your home. Getting out in the, it's true, going, I remember when I was younger and living in Florida, I would go to, in Tarpon Springs, there's a couple of parks, and I would go to Anderson Park, where they had big wooded areas and walkways and all this kind of stuff. And I would go to, you know, to reflect and pray and meditate and, you know, just depending on where I am with my life cycle. But it did. I felt really, really connected and it felt really, really good. And so empirical evidence does agree with you.
I totally get it though, because like I love, like when I'm in a sad, like mopey mood and I'm just like, I'm just so sad. Like I know that going to the gym will make me feel better because I'll get there and I'll get on the treadmill and I'll like start feeling better because of the endorphins. Right. But like getting there and just doing it sometimes is just too hard. So, I mean, there's, you know, like sitting here and suggesting like, if you're not feeling good, go for a run. Like it's not always that easy, but if you can quit bitching and start fixing and just get out there and like, you know, pound pavement, go put on your shoes and just go run like or something. It really, like, if you can just get over that like horrible, horrible hurdle of just going.
Here's a little something you can try. You may not want to go to the gym. You may not want to go work out, but drive to the gym. You don't have to go in. Just drive there. Because I found that after a day of working on my computer all day or being inside or doing stuff I need to do, it's hitting the sunshine. As soon as I do that, it's like, oh, there's a world out here. There's life out here. And even just driving to the gym and sitting there for a few minutes. And there are times where I've gone, recently I've gone and sat in front of the gym. I'm going to do this. I need to do this. And I looked at my timing. And I'm like, I don't have time. What was I thinking? And I drove away because I didn't. I really didn't have time. But just getting out in the sunshine, touch the sun, touch the world, let it just, you know, bask in it and let it just, your body soak it in. That's going to change you a little bit for the better.
But the outer net is scary.
The outer net?
I saw it on Tumblr.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
It's scary out there.
But yeah, I mean, anything that you're working on that you might need to do something to fix it, there's always that, oh, I don't want to do this, or oh, how am I, you know, it'd be better if I just kind of, I'll put that aside for now. Do something to fix it. Those things that you've been thinking about for months or weeks or a day, once you jump on it, you're always asking yourself, I'm always asking myself, why did it take so long for me to do this? This was so easy. You know, mm-hmm. We started off this podcast talking about just the mechanical and physical things that needed fixing, but it's true in your own life too. those of you who are having a hard time with depression or whatnot, see a therapist. Go see somebody. Talk to somebody. You know, and they may or may not prescribe something for you. But if you're the kind of person that doesn't need the prescription, just talking to somebody is great. I will happily pay somebody to listen to my woes and then set me straight, either by saying, yes, you're correct in thinking about this and you really should work on this, or no, get over yourself and just move the frick on. Either one, you know, just move forward with stuff. Or YouTube is your friend if you want to fix something. You know, and just or listen to. You don't even have to listen to Success Freaks. We love it when you do, but you don't have to. Find something that's going to move you forward. I've been, like I said, lately, I've been listening to Abraham Hicks stuff, and if I find myself getting too much in my head, there's a part of me that's like, I don't want to listen to that right now. It's not going to help me. Every time I listen to it, it changes my attitude, or my attitude changes. Let's put it that way, and I start thinking about, oh, that was not such a big deal. Oh, that was not such a problem. Oh, I could, you know, I can let go of the angst I have about this situation and move on. It's so true.
I thought you were going somewhere, so I was letting you finish.
I was taking a breath just in case you wanted to say something.
I expelled all of these words out of my face hole, and then I had to go and refill my lungs with oxygen. Is that what just happened?
That is exactly what happens. Sometimes it's all a big pain in the ass, and remember that good things lie on the other side of a pain in the ass. Sometimes you need to do something to fix whatever the problem is. You need movement. And we'll talk more about that right after this break.
What happens when a self-help comedian and a social media manager both have a passion for podcasting and come together to support a common cause? A podcast is born. So, what exactly is the Water Relief Podcast? Each week, BC Dodge and R. Mordant Mott from the Success Freaks Podcast sit down with staff members and volunteers to talk about IRUSA efforts in the United States and abroad. So, how can you listen to the podcast? Download from IRUSA.org. You can also find it on Blueberry.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio. Subscribe and download the Water Relief Podcast today.
Welcome back to Success Freaks, episode 271. Before the break, we were talking about stuff and things. And after the break, which is now, we are going to continue to talk about stuff and things. One of the things that I had popped through my little brain, my little skull bucket, was when we were talking about like going to the gym. The gym is like a recurring thing because it's one of those things that a lot of people struggle with. So I apologize if I talk about the gym too much or if Morton talks about the gym too much. But one of the things that if you are struggling so much is like if you're, but you're like, I know how, like for me, this is what totally worked for me. I know going to the gym will make me feel better. And when I was on a schedule where waking up and going to the gym was how it would work for me in my day, now it doesn't because of the hours I work, but I would go to sleep in my workout clothes. And then that way, all I had to do was get up and put on my shoes and go. Because otherwise, if you were like in pajamas and you'd have to get up and like find your workout clothes and then change and like, do I have a clean sports bra? And like, blah, 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 blah. I would just fall asleep in my workout clothes. And they're also super comfy. P.S. Nice and stretchy.
For me, the big thing that's in the way is coffee. I love morning coffee. I love once I have the cup, I want to sip
Not
it.
Me.
I want to relax. I want to hang out and watch the news with my buddy, or I'll get on the computer or sometimes do Duolingo. And those, I like morning gym time because it gets it out of the way and it's done. And I'll probably, once I get to Arizona, begin doing that again. I found that if I avoid coffee and use coffee as the reward afterwards, mm-hmm. I get to the gym faster. But the moment I'm like, no, I'll just have a cup. It'll be fine. It's just a cup. And then it's just like I get out of gas, which is give a poop.
Yeah.
So gap. My give a poop goes away just sitting around with the coffee cup. But if I go and just drink water and head, that helps me. So whatever those things are that are keeping or in the way of you doing whatever it is you want, though, maybe those are the very things you need to remove. I know it is with me, and it is a struggle every time. And when I am able to do it, it's successful. And I'm like, wow, my life is enriched. If I go to the gym and do some writing or something like that, I feel really good about myself. Why am I not doing more of this? You know, even 20 minutes.
Because it's hard.
Well, let's talk about getting freaked out about stuff. Last Tuesday night, I had a meeting that I needed to go to, and I was very excited about this meeting. It's with people here in Charlotte. And it's all about diversity and talking about some of the issues that have been going on in Charlotte and how to fix them. And I was very excited about attending this meeting. I was going to record it and talk to them about podcasting and all that jazz. Cause I love diversity. I love meeting with other people from different cultures and colors and religions and et cetera, et cetera.
He who thought all of the Disney castles looked the same.
All rook same.
Uh-huh.
but I love it because it's just, you know, the melting pot concept of America. I'm all about it. And in this place that I go to, which is oddly enough, a vintage clothing shop with all this dapper stuff there, and that's their logo. There, you see people from all walks of life, all colors, all creeds, all everything. And I was very excited to attend this first meeting. So there was definitely stuff I needed to do on Tuesday to get things done. And unfortunately, other things were getting in my way. I mean, I needed to get, you know, other than my computer work, which is what really needed to be done, I had to go and do banking. I had to go to get my haircut. I needed to go and put gas in the car and do all these other things. So I wound up not doing any of my quote unquote work than I needed to do on the computer. So I was a little freaked out, and I even stretched it to say, I'm not coming until 5:00. So I go and pick up my friend, and we're running a little late, but not a big deal. And I'm still kind of stressed, although I did listen to my Abraham Hicks on the way there and it did help me let go of anything. It's like, look, it's all good. I'm not doing this wrong. Everything's great. We walk into the door, and there they are behind the counter, and the guy looks up, Lamont looks up and goes, "Didn't you get the memo or the message that we're not doing it tonight?" It's like, what? He goes, "Yeah, some people had to cancel, so it's not happening tonight." All that worry and freaked outness for naught.
For nothing.
However, we did hang out there, and we did talk to them, and I wound up buying this smashing jacket. Oh, my. But all my worry, it was, and I had that in the back of my head going, your worry is for, there's no good reason for you to be like this. This is, it's all fine. It's all good. And I nothing could have cemented it more than walking in the door and having them go, nothing's going on. It's all good. We actually went out and had a great dinner. I got to connect with some wonderful people. I bought a new jacket that's just banging. And, you know, it was a good day. And I learned a valuable lesson about worrying too much about stuff and you know, digging in with those, heaping problems on myself. Or as a friend of mine used to call it, borrowing trouble. Don't borrow trouble. You don't need to go looking for it. Everything's fine. You're going to get done the things that you need to get done. And at the end of the day, at the end of your life, you're not going to sit down there and go, oh, I wish I could remember more of those days I got all my work done. No, it's all about the other stuff. You know, this is supposed to be fun. And if you can find a way to bitch less and fix more, you're going to feel good about your life. And by fixing more, it could be as simple as more interaction, be more social, do more stuff with people you like. The other stuff is going to get itself done. And if that is keeping you away from having an enriched life in that way, then you need to rethink what you're doing, all the other stuff you're doing, because it's not that damned important. Stop taking yourself, as Wayne Dyer used to say, I think it was rule number 6. Stop taking yourself so damn seriously. It's a good rule. It's one that I'm trying to learn on a daily basis.
That's a good rule. I think there's something also to be said about, yeah, bitch less, fix more. But if you realize, like, maybe you don't realize that you're bitching until you complain as much as you do. Like, sometimes I've had it where I didn't realize something was a problem until I was constantly, like, in my self-talk, I was complaining about it constantly, and I didn't realize that it was something that I felt so, like, adamantly about, that I was so frustrated with. Like, I think it was the coworkers I had at the time, and I was just constantly, like, self-talking negatively. And then one day I just realized, like, oh, I really keep complaining about this to myself. Like, fix it. So sometimes the self-talk with the bitching makes you realize that there's even a problem. But if you realize it's a problem and you are just keep complaining about it, then fix it. Ding.
Ding. You have to watch what you, at the very top of the show, I tried to do the Spice Girls, what do you want? What do you really, really want? Did it badly. But that's true in your self-talk. If you find that you're just complaining about what you don't want, and this is Charles used to catch me on this all the time. He's like, okay, I hear you. what do you want? Well, I don't want this thing, and I'm tired of this. And it's like, okay, no. What do you want? Well, I want this. Okay, talk about that. I can listen to you about that.
I really, really, really want a zig a zig ah. You know, I was listening on the way, on the drive back, I was listening to a Dane Cook comedy segment.
Yeah.
And one of the things he was ordering a sandwich, and like the wait had been forever, and then the waitress finally comes over and she's super snotty, and he gives her order and he's like, yeah, I'll have a turkey club, but on it, can I just have the lettuce and the tomato? And then she was like, how about this? How about you just tell me what you don't want? And he was like, well, I don't, like, in his brain, he's like, I don't actually know what's on this sandwich, so I'm trying to, like, decide. But, like, what kind of world would that be where everywhere you went, instead of, like, what do you want on this, they said, what do you not want? Like, if I'm going to go flying, and instead of, like, on my flight, I would like, you know, nice customer service and no turbulence, what do I not want? Fire? What do I not want? Like, you know, we can't just do, like, what do you not want? You always have to manifest, like, what you want.
And yet that's what people do. They're often, and myself included. What do you not want? And I catch myself on that and I'm like, no. What do you want? What do you want out of this? You know, I want a
you want a zig a zig ah.
I do want a zig a zig ah.
If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends. Make it last forever.
I never really understood that. That was a little bit like, wait, what? What are you actually saying there?
I think that part is like, if you want to be my boyfriend, you have to be chill with my girlfriend.
Yes, I understand. I get that. But boy, not a great way of saying it.
Yeah, but zig a zig ah is so iconic.
Yeah.
And who doesn't know what that means? I mean,
so I watched really. That movie while I was in London.
And?
I don't know. And it just, you know, synchronicity is always like that with me. You know, oh, look, I'm here, so I'll watch this for the first time. So just weird stuff. But yeah, what is it you want? What is it you want, Kirsten?
I want to feel peace. Mm. That's what I want. I want peace. I want peace within all aspects of my life, with work, with play, with my self-talk, with my relationships. I want peace.
Nice.
And if I say I don't want crappy friends, you get crappy friends. Or I don't want to hate my job and I don't want to be miserable at work, you become miserable at work.
Or at the very least, you're focused on it, so that's what you see.
Yes.
Oh, exactly. I don't want that. It's like, oh, look, I have a new VW bug. Oh, look, I see them all everywhere.
What?
Because you're focused on it.
What do you want?
I'm close to what you said. I want to be happy. And it's been working in such a way that I'll think about things that, you know, yes, I want in my life, and just thinking about them gives me joy. And that, and I'm sitting there going, oh, I'm happy. Oh, I'm achieving exactly what I want. Now, that may not seem like, well, yeah, but you're not getting what you want because you're not getting it. It's like, no, you don't understand. It's not just what you think about that draws things to you. It's what you feel draws mm-hmm. things to you. So if I'm happy about something, those things are coming to me. At the very least, I've changed my life experience instead of focusing on what I don't want. And we will talk about more of that, maybe, in the On Beyond section. Welcome to On Beyond Success Freaks. In the break, we were talking about how certain things are said a certain way, can they only be taken one way. We're not going to go into that and what we're exactly saying, because it's a little bit on the naughty body side, and only those of you who are our Patreon people are going to be able to hear what was actually being said. So, with that as an example, which most people will not get to hear, tough beans. There's certain things that you say can only be taken a certain way. If you say, wow, I really don't want people who suck in my life anymore, it's like, well, fine. Then you know, you're just going to get those more of those people that you don't want in your life, because you're focused on that, because that's how it's going to be taken. What you're thinking on, what you're focusing on, is what you're growing in your life. And if you have feelings behind it, you know, there's that, what is that expression about, you know, what you know, think positive thinking, was it think and grow rich, and whatever you're thinking on is what you're going to grow. The more I'm studying into this stuff, it's sure that's part of it, but really the more of what you feel is what you're going to grow. It's about, you know, what are you happy about, what do you have strong emotions about. Those are the things that you're bringing towards yourself. So if you're throwing out, well, I don't want to have a sucky job, well, if you're not telling us what you want, this is all you're going to get. You're focusing on the sucky job. It's all you're going to see. My job sucks because this and this and this. And look, these people are treating me badly too. And this is happening too. And I'm getting picked on and blah. Great. You don't even have a concept of what's great in your life. Until you have a concept of what's great in your life, so you can at least focus on that a little bit, focus on it a little bit, bring it your way. Until you do that, you're not even going to see when a good thing drops in your lap, because you'll be like, oh, well, that's, you know, sure, that happened once, but it's not going to happen. Chances are that's going to be taken from me, because that's all you're focusing on. So less bitching, more fixing is really also about what do you want? Spend some earnest time focusing on that. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. Oh, for sheezy. What that reminds me of, like, there's jokes that about like the genie's three wishes,
yeah,
and like, you know, people wish for whatever they wish for, and then they get not what they think they're gonna get. So like, you know, oh, I really like this guy rubs the lamp and the genie comes out and asks him for her first wish, and he's like, I really want a young blonde, and he gets a puppy golden retriever, like, you know, that kind of thing. It's not quite exactly the thing that he meant, but it's also not wrong. So if you're what you're manifesting, your own destiny, if your affirmations, if what you're wanting, your positive thinking isn't as focused as it could be, if the more you focus it, the more successful I think you have a chance of being. If it's just vague, like, you know, like you had said, like, oh, I want to be happy. Like, that's a great goal, but it's so vague. And so, like, as a great umbrella, wanting to be happy, but like, all of the little spires in the umbrella that hold the umbrella up, each one is a different thing. So I would like to be successful at my job, and like, what does success mean to you? And I would like this many relationships to be, or, you know, I would like my relationships with my family to be stronger. And like, how does that make you happy? And what can you do?
And how does that look? What does that look like actually?
Exactly.
What does that mean?
So if the more you can kind of hone in on it and be specific, the more that it's, I think, easily more workable towardsable. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for me, it's more about, it's when I say happy, I want to feel happy. I want to feel happiness. I want to feel joy. And I mean, really, really happy. And because I've been having many of those moments, actually it more in from like June on, and it lately in the last couple of weeks, kind of waned because I haven't really focused on it as much as I was. I know what that feels like. And it's just like, wow, I'm just joyful. And that's what I want. And as soon as I'm able to do that, I'm like, well, then I want to do more things that will make me joyful, because I'm getting hooked on a feeling.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah, thank you. I didn't really know how that song went. So
I'm high on believing, do, 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 that you're in love with me. Yeah, I'm hooked on a feeling.
Who sings that other than you? Is it Tom
Jones?
I don't
know, but we'll leave it that way. I don't know.
Anyways, so you... There is that, but here's my homework for everybody, including for myself. Find something that you want. Find out what you want. What do you want? I want a better relationship with my parents. Okay, focus on that. Focus on what. And well, I don't have one. So if I'm thinking about this and I think that, oh, look, I've got this law of attraction, blah blah blah, I'm lying to myself. Okay, can you remember a time where you had a good relationship with your parents, or can you remember having a good relationship with anybody? Okay, maybe not. Well, that, can you imagine having a good time with a puppy or something that gave you joy? Because if you can raise your happiness just in that, even getting more vague, yes, you should be specific in what you want, but if you can be vague about your feelings so you can get the happiness, that's going to raise everything else around you. You know, okay, look, I'm joyful this, so I'm attracting the happy puppy feeling, but then it's because I'm happy, everything else is moving up as well, you know? And that's going to get you into the gym, and that's going to get you into your life, and it's going to get you outside and spending time with people so that you're not bitching, you're fixing, so that you're out there doing stuff. Don't you think?
Truth.
Or do you disagree?
No, I agree. I was trying to think of other song lyrics that include I want, and I came up with one from the best band ever in the history of life, I Want It That Way. Tell me why he ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why he ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why I'm going to keep going until you stop me.
Is this Boyz II Men?
Excuse me? You are dead to me.
Actually, I think it's In Sync. Is it? No?
Yeah, it's so, aren't you so funny? No, it wouldn't be In Sync because they're not a real band anymore because they disbanded because one member got successful and the rest all had to go figure something else out because they don't exist anymore. Let me just say that again. In Sync doesn't exist anymore.
Okay, so I was going to guess In Sync, but I was worried that it would actually be the right band and I didn't want the right band because I knew what kind of reaction you would have given me. Who is this band? Who is this fantastic band?
The Backstreet Boys.
I think they're like older dudes. Backstreet older dudes now. Something? I don't know.
Excuse me, they still pop lock and drop it and do all of their old original choreography, which is amazeballs because it's from the 90s. Hello, I have tickets to their Las Vegas residency next year. Thank you. Because guess who doesn't have a residency? In Stink.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you for sharing that. So if there are things that you want, yeah, there's something I want. I want to be able to go see Hamilton. That's what I want. I want to fix more things in my life. I want to not just complain about my window not coming down, but actually do something about it. Now, what was interesting is that I was talking to a friend on Sunday, or maybe it was Saturday. I think it was Saturday. I was talking to a friend, and he said, hey, he's going to be in Louisiana. I'm going to be in Louisiana. He has a mechanic friend. And they were going to fix something about, we got talking about car windows. And he's like, yeah, they can totally do that. So that was one link. That was one link to me getting what I wanted with that car thing fixed. The next one is talking to you and going, oh, this is potentially something I could do myself. Because if I do these mechanical things, if I fix these things that are finite with what needs to be done, I'm going to get some joy about this. I'm going to feel my self-esteem is going to go up. I'm going to feel accomplished. And if I'm able to do that, then there's other things in my life I'm going to be less nervous about working on. Oh, I don't want to mess it up. You're not going to mess it up. Just go in. Go in, make a beautiful mess of things, and then fix it later. Do it badly so you can do it better later. You know. And if I'm able to do things like fix the washing machine or fix my truck, then maybe these other things that are bothering me in my life I can actually work on. And so I can, you know, get that happiness that I want. You Too, which is a band I like.
Oh, is it?
I'm done ranting. You can. You go ahead. You go ahead. You got a minute and 10 seconds. Go ahead. Talk to us, woman.
Are you sure U2 is the band that you like?
It is
are you
a
sure
band that I like.
The Rolling Stones or something? I don't know. It's just the band names are just so hard to get right, especially when it's confusing the greatest boy band of all time with one that didn't stand the test of time.
Oh, my God.
Very, very defensive about my boy bands.
I can see that. Well, maybe, you know, you let me know when you're going to go and maybe I'll go to that with you.
Ha! You couldn't hang.
I couldn't. No, I could sit back there, though, and you know, I'd buy something.
Absolutely. You could buy me all of the souvenirs.
Oh, may I? May I? I'm sorry. None of them were on your Amazon wish list, so you didn't get that.
That's fine. That's fine. I accept that.
All right. Anything else?
No.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I hope you've enjoyed this interesting Success Freaks. And if you're not liking it, hey, you know what? Less bitching, more fixing. Let us know. Contact us at contact@successfreaks.com. Send us an email. If there's something, a topic you would like to hear about, if there's something you would like us to explore, we're happy to do it. Send us an email. Let us know what you think of everything. But I guess that's it.
Ding.
This has been R. Mortimer.
And I am telling you to quit playing games with my heart.
Ciao, Success Freaks. Boom, baby.